Good morning, church. My message for this morning is accepting the word of God into our lives. When we are born again, we receive the new nature by the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God." The new nature we receive continues to mature throughout our Christian lives. Our old nature will fight out against our new nature, even though we have the spirit life within us. In order for our souls, the very essence of who we are, to become what God wants us to become, we need to form a pleasing relationship with Christ, the living word of God. We must embrace the written word of God. What I am about to share with you could be one of the most important principles you will grasp in all aspects of your life. In your homes, at your workplace, in your community, and so on. Let's go to the book of James chapter 1 verse 19 to 25. It says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all mortal fault and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." The question we might be asking is this: quick to listen to what? All of us are poor listeners from time to time. We share our own thoughts and opinions, and sometimes it's hard to listen to the perspective of others. James reframes for us the importance of listening. We should not just listen to other people's opinions. We should also listen to hear from God through his word. And when we do, our lives should be affected by what we hear. Just as the servant is quick to hear the master's voice and the mother to hear a baby's smallest cry, so the believer should be quick to hear what God has to say. We also need to be quick to listen to what others say to us in all aspects of our life, in our homes, people that you meet daily at your workplace, in our communities, and so on. We also need to be quick to listen to the word preached in our churches. Some people fall asleep when the word is preached or are busy on the phone chatting on WhatsApp. We need to be very careful to hear the word, because God has a message for every believer in the congregation. The other question you might be asking is this: slow to speak of what? We are to be slow to speak our point of view on a matter, and whenever the perspective of God's word or of another person does not match our own, we should be slow to anger about it. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19 says, "Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues." We need to be slow of getting angry, because anger is not the way of the righteousness of God. Anger might feel satisfying, but it does not lead to the kind of life God desires in our lives. Some people say that Jesus also got angry with the money changers at the temple, which is in Matthew chapter 21 verse 12. Yes, Jesus got angry, but it was not the kind of selfish anger we so often exhibit. Jesus showed a righteous anger because the money changers were making it hard for common people to worship God. They were robbing the worshippers in God's own house. We as believers also show righteous anger when we see injustices being done in the world. However, we often do the opposite. We are quick to accept our view of the matter and slow to hear others, especially God's point of view. But we should be quick to receive his point of view. And why? James continues in verse 21, "Therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." James borrowed the saying planted in verse 21 to the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13, verse 1 to 9. In his parable, Jesus described four kinds of hearts. Number one, the hard heart, which did not understand or accept the word and therefore bore no fruit. Number two, the shallow heart, which was very emotional but had no depth and bore no fruit. Number three, the crowded heart, which lacked focus and permitted sin and other things to crowd the word. Number four, the fruitful heart, which accepted the word, allowed it to take root and produced a harvest. First, James tells us to remove anything that will prevent us from accepting the word implanted. He then instructs us to accept the word planted in us, which is able to save our souls. The word of God cannot work in our lives unless we accept to receive it, accept or receive it in the right way. When we look at the context of this passage, we learn that the audience to whom Jesus is writing to are already believers in Christ. He is referring to them as my dear brothers and sisters. Yet he is also saying that their souls need to be saved. How can that be true? When we trust Christ for forgiveness of our sins, our souls were saved eternally, but our souls were not fully transformed automatically. When we trusted Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, we brought our issues to the cross. We brought our past, our bondage, and our problems to the cross. But it also saves us on earth progressively. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, it says, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who have been saved, it is the power of God. In this verse, we see clearly James referencing to us being saved or sanctified, being transformed into the image of Jesus. One of the reasons we are not experiencing total victory, even though we desire and promise to do better, is because the implanted word has not been fully accepted or received. God says if we accept what has been implanted in us, it will deliver our souls. Only the word of God, which quickens us by the power of the Holy Spirit, can bring us into maturity in Christ. But we sometimes say, I've read my Bible for years, my mindset has not changed. Or it changes for a while and then goes back to how it was before. We ask the question to ourselves, why is it not working for me? The answer is found in the word accepting, or some other translations which has the word receive. It is possible to have the word of God implanted in us, but to still have not accepted or received it. The word accept or receive means more than just simply hearing, having, or knowing something. It means to welcome it. If we welcome the word of God into our hearts, it goes to work into our souls. We must continually ask God to soften our hearts to his word through worship, confession of sins, and the decision to seek to please him in our choices. The more tender the heart becomes, the more powerfully the word will do the work of sanctification in the soul of every believer. Remember, our soul is our essence, which consists of our minds, emotions, and will. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that the word will judge the thoughts and attitudes of the heart, the core of who you are. As the word works in us, it will begin to rule our thoughts, feelings, and will, so that actions and attitudes that reflect God's word will become natural to us. So here is a question. How do we get his words to remain in us? How do we get his word to reach where God's word has been planted? We need to look at James again to answer that. After we have received the word, James tells us to do what it says in verse 22, instead of just being hearers. James says, let the word liberate us by not being a forgetful hearer of the word, but an effectual doer of the word. In order to become an effectual doer of the word, we must establish a relationship with the word. A casual reading or the study of the Bible will never produce faithful doing. In John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, you are my true disciples. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? When you abide with Jesus, his words, his perspectives, his viewpoint on a matter will transform our souls. We will be able to attract unbelievers and win their souls for God. James compared the word seed in verse 21, but in verse 23, he compares the God's word as a mirror. The main purpose for owning a mirror is to be able to see ourselves and make ourselves look as clean and neat as possible. As we look into the mirror of God's word, we see ourselves as we really are. James mentioned several mistakes we make as we look into God's mirror. Number one, we merely glance at ourselves. We do not carefully study ourselves as we read the word. We read and understand biblical truths, but the truths make no impact in our lives because we don't see how they apply to us. Number two, we forget what we see. We sometimes forget what God's truth says to us and just do what we feel is right. Number three, we fail to obey what the word tells us to do. We think that hearing is the same as doing, and it is not. We enjoy substituting reading for doing, or even talking for doing. If we are to use God's mirror profitably, then we must gaze into it carefully and with serious intent. No quick glances will do. We must examine our hearts to live in hearts and lives in the light of God's word. This requires time, attention, and sincere devotion to the word of God. So let me conclude. If the word of God is not transforming us personally, then we will not be equipped to disciple others. We will not be able to lead unbelievers to Christ. If the seed of word is to be planted into our hearts, then we must obey the instructions James gave us. One, we need to be quick to listen to the word. Two, we should be slow to speak. Three, we must be slow to get angry. We also need to have a prepared heart to accept or receive God's word and apply it to our daily living. And finally, we must have an attitude of humility. When we accept the word of God, we need to be humble in all spheres of our daily lives. We have to keep the word of God flowing through us, keeping us fueled and clean. It is absolutely necessary. There is no other way to be a genuine growing servant of Christ and true kingdom leader other than accepting or receiving the word of God implanted and being personally transformed by it regularly. James says in verse 25, if we study the word carefully and put it into practice, we will be blessed in what we do. How many of us would like to be blessed in this world? Well, put this teaching into practice, and we will surely be blessed in whatever we do. Amen.